And at that time, it would be my suggestion that we review the way that the program has worked over the past year, and that we talk about the procedures, that we speak to the police department and the legal department about how they've been employed, whether or not this program has been a value for the taxpayers. And I would suggest that once we've had that discussion and we've had time to review the cameras that we've already purchased, that we could decide to pass an ordinance prohibiting the use of cameras, or we could decide to go ahead and approve a maintenance agreement for the existing camera system that we have.
Second.
Cohen's suggestion was seconded by Councilmember Mary Mulhern, who has criticized the city for moving too quickly on making the government's surveillance cameras a permanent part of Tampa's landscape like they are in larger cities like Chicago and London.
If today we pass a new ordinance with regulations on these cameras, we are endorsing and admitting that these are here to stay, that we don't have to have this larger policy discussion. We don't need to hear from the public. We don't need to hear from the police chief about making the case for whether it is right that we sacrifice people's ability to be let alone, people's ability to walk around the streets without feeling like they're being watched.
The ordinance Mulhern was referring to was passed later in the meeting. It made changes to the city's rule forbidding peeping Toms to also include using video cameras to record people in private without their knowledge. Tampa Police Chief Jane Castor assured council this would prohibit police from using the Republican Convention cameras from spying on residents inside their apartments without probable cause.
The control of the camera system will be overseen by the Criminal Intelligence Bureau. That bureau commander works directly for the Office of the Chief of Police, reports directly to me. There will not be any live monitoring of these cameras except in specific instances. For example, we monitor the Ybor City cameras every Thursday, Friday, Saturday night. If there's a special event, Gasparilla, those types of things, or if there's a specific crime problem, we have a pattern of auto burglaries in the downtown area, then we would monitor those in a lifetime capacity.
Castor said there are other protections as well. The cameras are activated by movement, the recordings are written over after between 30 and 120 days, and they're aimed at street level, not at windows. Chief Castor predicted there would be a dozen or less police personnel with access to monitoring the cameras, and each would log on with a unique identification and password. During public comment, Yvette Acosta McMillan from the American Civil Liberties Union says she has concerns for the freedoms of residents.
You all know that the ACLU's position is that the cameras should go. They shouldn't even be running as we speak. They're an encroachment on people's privacy.
Another member of the public also criticized the continued use of the Republican Convention surveillance cameras.
To implement a system that categorically allows for any subgroup, the police in this instance, to observe, track, catalog movements of all individuals is to work against a democratic concept of equality itself. It is to say that the few may surreptitiously and in the shadows view the private lawful actions of the many. Surveillance is a type of oppression where the worst of the left and right meets the point where communism and fascism agree.